What makes it hard is believing that your understanding is a powerful contribution to the truth. What makes it easy is to realize that you don't have to believe the ideas. You just use them. What does that mean? It means that every situation that you go into this week, tell yourself, even though I don't know how to do it, there's a simple solution to this situation. I'm going to keep on applying this to my boss, to my job, to my family, to my house, to myself, to my spiritual life. I'm going to keep on trying this over and over and over again until I have an understanding that's far broader than I now see and have right now. And so the first thing I'm going to do in any situation tomorrow or this evening is I'm going to ask myself, okay, I'm getting tempted to get mad. Okay, what I want to come out of this? I'm getting ready to go talk to this person about this thing that's upsetting me. I feel like I need to talk about. What do I want to come out of this? What do I want? What's it for? What's this conversation for? What do I want to get with them for? And then I'll give you the answer to that. You want to get with them either to join or to separate. No matter what your excuse is for getting together. It could be what happened last night at the party. It could be what happened at your job. It could be what happened. The excuses we come up with to give us permission to get together to practice the truth on each other really doesn't make any difference. That's what we call the situation. The situation is that the reason why me and you got to sit down and talk about the situation. Well, see, the situation is nothing but an excuse that I gave myself to give myself another opportunity to see if I'm going to give myself peace with you or am I going to give myself conflict in this situation. And how do I give myself peace in this situation? The first thing I do is go, dog, it may be tough, but I'm going to try to apply the truth to this situation knowing I don't know how to do it all the time. So I'm going to be gentle with myself because I don't know how to do it all the time. If I already knew how to do it, I wouldn't be having this situation that just seemed to happen to me. Nobody as cute as me should be going through these problems.
You don't deserve it.
I don't deserve it. So in that situation that you're thinking about right now, what do you want? And you can take that down to any level you want to. You can say, I want peace out of the situation. You can also say, I would like to have $100,000 per year annual income or something better.
Yes.
Now, if the mere thought of me saying that to you felt unspiritual, or you felt a okay, if anybody get the you know, the butt kind of got tight, you know, so poor I can't pay attention, but don't tell me to ask for no money. Okay. Then that lets you know that you do not know what money is for. The idea of you asking specifically for a monetary amount made you feel uncomfortable or unspiritual or like you're focusing on the illusion, then you do not know what money is for. That's not a crime. That's not anything to judge yourself about. You just don't know what it's for.
Because you never asked, right?
I already thought I knew what it was for.
That's right.
My toys. And my trinkets. And my chips. You know, that's what money is for. It's for me. And my pleasure. Money. Money. So here's the hardest thing you could ask a group of people to say. One of them. You ready? Especially in the course class. It'll be funny. You got it? I love money.
Oh, I cheated because I do.
I know whose butt's pretty tight right up in here now. Okay, here we go.
do not know what money is for. I do not know what money is for. Money is for my own best interest. Money is for my own best interest. Of course, it's completely coincidental that I'm doing this right before the love offering.
Here's one more.
Money is innocent. Money is innocent. Money gives nothing.
Yep, I'm ready to win that lottery, but I can't even say it, but that's all right. I'm ready for abundance, and I'm ready for it, right?
Here, money is nothing. Money is paper strips, metal discs, and I like to add, and plastic.
Let's say it again.
Money is paper strips, metal discs, and plastic.
Paper strips, metal discs. I like that instead of saying coins. Metal discs.
Paper.
The mind has already learned it's easy to have paper. The mind already believes it's easy to have paper. The mind already believes it's easy to have paper. The mind already believes it's easy to have paper. Money is 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 metal disc, and plastic. And I am sustained by the love of God.
Yes.
Can we acknowledge ourselves for hearing this much today?
Incredible. Woo!
So I'm going to do the love offering. And remember, money is paper. Don't no smile, Ellis. Just put some notebook paper or something in there.
Not Monopoly money.
Not Monopoly money. I want to tell you that we have a call for God. Not knowing can be the doorway to true knowing. The void or the time of transition and change is a time of not knowing. It may feel like a state of not doing. You may feel like you're in a state of nothingness. It is only when you stop knowing in your normal way and experience not knowing that you can connect with new knowledge. It is only when you stop knowing in your regular, normal, everyday, worldly way and experience not knowing that you can connect with the new, true knowledge. The state of nothingness and not knowing is a state of being rather than doing, stillness, and silence. Many of you fear the void because the void offers neither a solid foundation nor a clear identity. What you have identified with may be changing to allow you to grow into a greater identity. Allow yourself to go into the void for a few minutes each day by silencing your mind. Let yourself explore the nothingness. Silence is the doorway to greater knowing, and you will discover a richness of energy beyond description, rather than so-called nothing. Each time you go into the void, that period of accepting that you don't know, you will come out at a higher level. Each time you go into the not knowing, peacefully, making it okay to not know, you will come out at a higher level. And here's the thought I want to complete with. I want you to just listen. The void gives you many choices and new possibilities. The void that you're going through right now gives you many choices and new possibilities. The void, this time of transition and change and confusion and disorientation and not knowing, you're going through that in some area of your life right now. You're experiencing that. Tell yourself, this void gives me many choices and new possibilities. This void gives me many choices and new possibilities. As your connection to your higher self grows stronger, you draw to yourself many new opportunities that match your higher vibration. And when you are in the void, any decision you make will have far-reaching effects. Because right now you are at the intersection of many probable futures. Let go of all your preconceived ideas and explore your expanded range of choices. Being in the void, being in the transition and confusion means that you are now exploring your expanded range of choices. The void gives you many choices and new possibilities. Appreciate you. I love you. Thank you. You're a blessing. What do you want to come out of this? What was it for? See you next time.
I think we ought to feel good about acknowledging us.
Hugs are available.